Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your good buddy, Joe O'Brien, and I want to thank you for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. Because you are here, because you're listening, you know that we're committed to making high-quality entertainment. We want you to feel like you're here at the table laughing with us, crying with us, celebrating with us, because you are. Becoming an official member of The Niche by joining our subscription service is by far the best way that you can support all of the creators here at the GCN. And not only that, you'll also unlock hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of exclusive podcasts, videos, campaigns, side quests, and behind-the-scenes hijinks that you just can't get on the public feed. And it's all ad-free. If you're ready for even more laughs, for more danger, and more GCN, head to jointhenaish.com and subscribe. That's jointhenaish.com.
You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
Shouldn't be alive on the Glass Cannon Network, your home for all different kinds of RPGs being played round the world, round the clock, day in and day out, every platform, video, audio, anything you want. We keep the options open. I'm Joe O'Brien. I'm your referee today as we launch back. Where's my book? As we launch back into our Twilight 2000 game. Have the player's manual out today. The players are going to be in some dire straits right off the jump, and I love it. Well, oh, did I spoil too much? That's the voice of Ross Bryant, my good buddy, who I love playing role-playing games with. We were just talking off-air about maybe playing a little bit of Alien, which has similar mechanics to this game. If there's one thing we like, it's just playing constant different RPGs all the time, right? And just dabbling into these things. Also with us today, Mary Lou, the wonderful, wonderful Mary Lou. Skid is here as well, and Jared Logan.
Snoochie Boochies.
Snoochie, kiss, sucky whiz whiz, sucky, sucky, bang, bang. Bang, am I right?
Am I right?
Yeah, you did the catchphrase.
37. I did your catchphrase. Yeah. 37. Skid and Mary Lou, you're both rocking university sweat gear today?
Yes. Indeed. Our respective universities are represented here on the show for the first time.
It is a frigid 54 degrees in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And
I'm so mad.
I know. That is honestly so cold for us. And I'm freezing, so I had to put on my heavy duty.
My wife and I thought about canceling our stand-up comedy show for tonight because it's only going to be 48. And
you can't ask people to come out in that.
You can't.
It's dangerous. Well, it is an outdoor show. It is an outdoor show. And I said, let's do it. So if we perform for 20 people in the cold, I'm down.
Brave the polar temperatures, Los Angeles. Come and see a fine show. I was on the East Coast last week walking around in 1 degree weather. So 50 degrees feels positively balmy to me right now.
Right.
Wasn't I'm it, loving it brutal out here?
Yeah.
It sucked. It was so freaking cold.
I was so tough when I lived in Chicago. I'm weak now. My blood used to be like, was Midwestern syrup. It was packed with nutritious Italian beef juice. And now I'm just made of Erewhon smoothies and I can't take the cold.
Right.
Yeah. Too much sushi.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love the idea of Italian beef juice keeping you defended against the cold.
That's right. Sounds freeze. Awesome. It doesn't
My
freeze.
My blood is mostly Anjou.
When I was in Chicago, yeah, Anjou, gallons of beer. Yeah.
I do love beer.
We talked about this on the GCP back in the day. Troy introduced a recipe that I had never heard of called Mississippi Pot Roast, and I love it. I still make it to this day, and I made it this past weekend. I've got some leftover in my fridge. Ross, Jared, Mary Lou, Mississippi Pot Roast, you know what this is? You heard
what
of this?
I know what a pot roast is.
I will tell you, I am worried about anything with the adjective Mississippi at the beginning.
Anytime Mississippi is used as an adjective, you have to raise the eyebrow.
All right, prepare yourselves. This takes 10 seconds, and it's the best. Okay. You get a chuck roast, 3-pound chuck roast, drop it in a crock pot, and then all you do is open a package of the like McCormick au jus gravy powder.
Yes.
And you just put the powder on the beef, just dry. Yeah. Put it on there. Then you rip open a Hidden Valley Ranch packet, like a dip packet, and you shake that right over the au jus, right over the au jus powder.
Uh-huh.
And then you put about 4 pieces of like butter cuts that are about that thick, just 4 pieces of butter, and then about 6 pepperoncinis.
Ooh.
Lid, 10 hours. It takes literally 4 minutes, and it makes a fantastic pot roast that tastes amazing. It creates all its own juice, and then it's all flavored by that powder. So good.
Oh, my God. My mouth is is literally watering.
Me too.
That sounds pretty good, and good for you.
Oh, it's definitely incredibly unhealthy. It's a rare treat. It's a rare treat.
It's probably the cold winters down in Mississippi.
Yeah. I guarantee it's sitting right at the top of the FDA's current food pyramid. I bet it's right there.
Oh, it's now just a food column skid with Mississippi pot roast occupying its top tier.
The whole thing.
Actually, in Mississippi, they have replaced the food pyramid with the Ten Commandments. So,
Little known fact. We're very excited to get back into this app. We're going to recap last week. And then we're going to hop into, quick spoiler alert, last week's ended with a blackout and a car accident. And we're going to pick up there and see what the resulting damage is to these characters and as they kick it off here in the middle of the woods in eastern Poland in an alternate year 2000. We'll be back in a second, and we'll see you then. Hang in there.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure and No Rolls Barred. Search realms of peril and glory to find out more.
Do you love Disney? Do you love top 10 lists? Then you're going to love our podcast, Disney Countdown. Hi, I'm Megan, the Magical Millennial.
And Biscuits, I'm Jeremy, aka Jarendell, and we are the hosts of the hit Disney podcast, Disney Countdown.
On every episode of our fun and family-friendly show, we count down our top 10 lists of all things Disney. The parks, the movies, the music, the food, the lore. There is nothing we don't cover on our show, right, Jeremy?
Ooh, girl, you know we are famous for rabbit holes, Disney-themed games, and fun facts you didn't know you needed, but you definitely need in your life. So if you are looking for a healthy dose of Disney magic, check out Disney Countdown wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. A lot of times when I come back from break, I like to let you guys know, if you happen to be listening to this or watching this and you're not subscribing to the Glass Cannon Network over at jointhenation.com, you can help us out a great deal by doing that. But then I also occasionally, or I often forget to say, I'm so glad I remembered today. Thank you so much to those of you that are subscribed, because that's the reason this show is here at all. This is an audience-supported show. We are so appreciative of you guys. And as I said at the open, we just love playing all different kinds of games. And the subscribers are what allow us to do that and to feel that joy and to explore these things and get together and produce all this stuff. You know, it's truly a gift. And I'm very grateful. So thank you.
It's like the PBSA brought to you by viewers like you and a generous grant from the Chubb Group.
From the Chubb Foundation.
Damn, the Chubb
Group. We have to work
out
that Chubb money, but right now.
We're still working on the Chubb money. But
damn, girl, tonight's entertainment is brought to you by the Chubb Group.
I'm about to give you a generous grant.
Ross Bryant, ladies and gentlemen.
A donation from the Annenberg Trust. John T. and Catherine T. MacArthur.
That's what I call my
balls. They just walk into the room. Catherine D. MacArthur just walks into the room.
Baby, I shall return.
Damn, girl.
Oh. Last week, we had a very extensive conversation as a group with an NPC codenamed Carpenter, who was a British intelligence agent stationed in eastern Poland and western Ukraine, who gave information that maybe was a little bit hard to hear, information that the war is essentially over, that nobody won, that the NATO forces are broken and not fighting a war anymore, that Soviet forces are broken, soldiers are deserting, there's no command structure, nobody's heard anything from Moscow or the Kremlin. Similarly, nobody's hearing anything from the U.S. that might have been bombed, we don't know. There's a lot of big question marks out there, and I think one of the things that Carpenter sort of leaned on for each of you at one time or another was find your own path, make your own way, make a life for yourself in this new reality, because this is what it is. There's no war to fight. And some people did not like hearing that. Other people accept it. And it's just the reality of the situation. The way that it presents itself to the players, though, is they have to decide what is it they want to do in a world that feels like there is no exact purpose. Well, they have to find a new purpose. And right now, it seems that their purpose is divided between helping some imprisoned families about 30 kilometers south of here, or perhaps trying to punch through Soviet lines and reconnect with a NATO U.S. armored cavalry regiment that is a good deal bit further away. There's also rumors that there is a secret CIA station in that city that could potentially unlock more information about the secrets behind something called Operation Reset. So there's a lot of irons in the fire here, and the players and characters still have not exactly decided where they're going, but they know, look, at least we have to head in this direction to start. And so they start driving off the main roads through the woods to try to avoid contact with Soviet patrols, and in so doing, rolled a random driving mishap based on a failed driving roll that resulted in I rolled a three. And the number three was roadkill. And what happens is, and then you roll randomly on the animal. So a deer comes bursting out from the tree line. And the last thing we saw or heard, the screeching of brakes and the smashing of the car into this thing. And everything went black. First thing I need from everybody, please, is a mobility roll. Let's start with that.
I feel like we were joking at the end of last session, and I'm thrown from the truck. And
now hilarious joke, Ross. I wrote it down in my diary.
Good stuff. My hubris is coming back on me.
I got a real bone to pick with these random encounters. I got to tell you. First, they give me a golf
club.
You
wanna pick some bones?
Ooh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that'll be two successes for Hannah.
Oh, yeah, wow. Hannah was driving, let's remember. Hannah was the one driving.
Shit.
So I guess, it makes sense. She's more on top of it than anybody. She saw it before anybody. Slammed on the brakes, but it just wasn't enough time. And, you know, that's how we, that's where we leave. That's where we leave ourselves.
I pushed because I rolled a one and I ended up getting a success, but I rolled another one. So I succeeded, but I will take stress from that.
No, you take damage.
Oh, I take damage. You're right.
I take
from
damage
mobility.
Because this is a physical situation, and that is how this manifests. So you take damage. So immediately, bam, we see Zofia's head. Bing, hits that dashboard, and then this high-pitched squeal in your ears as you're completely sort of like lost for a moment. Hannah, you slam down, don't do any damage, but definitely bump yourself very uncomfortably. What happened to Dade? What happened on Dade's mobility roll?
I failed, and I rolled a one on it, so I don't feel it. Forgive me. Should I? If I push, I
you
keep
should
that
push.
One. I should push.
Yeah.
Okay. Push.
You
push
will take it. Damage.
Here we go.
Oh, you got a success.
I got a success, but I also rolled a one. So I
same as
so
me.
Success, that's your one from before. So that
okay.
You'll take a point.
I take
of
one damage stress.
Damage to health. One damage to health. So you bam. You're in the back of this flatbed, and you slam up into the cab. What about Major Lime?
I got a success, a clean success.
Clean success. Okay. Perhaps you slammed up into some supplies that were like a backpack or something that broke, maybe got between your head and the back window and didn't break it at the moment. What about Shalona? Who rode for Shalona?
Don't do this to us.
All right, Shalona. So open up the Shalona character sheet, Ross. How about you can spearhead this and give me a mobility roll. Actually, Shalona's got C agility and B mobility. That's not too shabby.
She's doing great, actually.
Shalona, again, is our German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Clean success.
Atta girl.
Okay.
Smart reaction times from Shalona. Okay. So a couple points of damage spread around, and then we come back to Zofia, and your vision starts coming back into focus, and you see out your windshield is this body and a blood trail just about 10 feet out in front of the vehicle. Hannah, what do you do?
Is the deer still there?
The deer is there, yes. You hit the deer, and it seems that you have killed the deer. It slams down onto the ground out in front of you.
Good news. I found us some meat.
Ugh. You could not have done that a little nicer.
I told you I am a very good driver. If it had been someone else, we would all be dead.
Oof,
American,
course.
English, are you okay back there?
I kind of rang my bell, but and I think he's a little dizzy as well, having crunched up against the cab.
All right, got lucky.
I'll hop
Help
down
me get
out
this
of the
deer
truck
off the road. We'll strip it.
All right.
Okay, get out of the car, you go to strip the deer. So you first thing that happens is you notice the damage to the front of the vehicle.
No!
So you have busted a headlight. Damn. And if we open our vehicle character sheet, which we have in Foundry, which is amazing. First thing you can do there, because it's your car, Mary Lou, first thing you can do is reduce the front armor. Actually, you need to... I think I'm doing this right, but I'm not 100% sure, but I like it. The armor deflects some of the damage. The deer does 2 damage to the vehicle, and the armor eats 1 of that damage. So it's down to 1 damage. So your reliability goes from 4 down to 3.
3.
But you do have, and there's a damage box, and you can write broken headlight. So you know you only have 1 working headlight right now. Now there's also armor ablation, which I don't know if I'm doing this right, but please go ahead and roll a D6 for me. And if you roll a 1, you lose the armor on the front of your vehicle going forward until it's repaired.
Rolled a 3. We're safe.
Okay, so you don't lose that armor. It ate the impact. You lost the headlight, and you did 1 reliability damage to the vehicle. Guys, all in all, not too bad.
Not bad. Now, got a deer out of it, too. So.
And you got a deer out of it. So we're going to fast forward this. I don't need to role play the whole thing. I also don't want to talk about who's experienced with cleaning deer. I don't want to do rolls for that. What we will do, what we will try to do is rolls for cooking the raw meat. There are rolls involved with making sure that it's cooked properly. So What you get is 2d6 rations of wild food. Ooh. It's called. Wow. 2d6 wild rations food. Of wild food. So who wants to roll it?
Okay. So this is a survival roll, right?
Nope. This is just a straight 2d6 roll for to
oh,
get
okay.
the numbers.
Okay, I was wondering, I'll you said that we I've have to roll to right cook here. It.
I've got 2d6s right here. I rolled a 6.
Yes.
So that's 6 wild rations.
Great.
Okay.
Awesome.
So in the game, technically, they split between wild rations and domestic rations. Wild rations have a risk of getting you sick. Domestic rations do not. You never have to roll on them. You can cook wild rations to turn them into domestic rations. Simple as that. So you've got this meat now. So yeah, I know. I don't know. What do you think? Net positive, change one.
Net
exchange
positive.
One headlight and mm-hmm. And some vehicle durability for 6 rations.
Yeah. Given what we need, I'll take it. And yeah. Let's get them dressed up.
Can I say that maybe my damage was taken because I held the radio to my body and got my little noggin knocked on the dashboard.
A radio shaped bruise.
Do we think the radio is safe?
The radio is safe. It takes no further damage than it already had. The radio, we don't have to go into details on this, but the radio took damage from Dade's fall off the bridge during that encounter, which we briefly saw a flashback of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It got waterlogged. And then also there's the EMP issue, which is also pretty brutal, that, you know, it might have been fried by nuclear blasts and stuff like that. And
right.
I don't know all the technical details of it, but suffice to say, it's not working right now. Zofia, we're not going to go into details on it, but you're trained in electronics with a tech role in your electronics and an electrical part. Do you have an electrical part? You would need an electrical part.
No, we need one.
Oh,
no.
We don't.
We have to scrounge for that.
We have two. We have two electronic parts and two vehicle parts.
Sorry, electronic parts. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have two.
We have two of those.
Okay.
So
that means you have a chance at this if you continue working on it. We're not going to roll yet, but you've got some time.
Okay. I'm going to keep working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was a driving mishap, and you guys continue on.
We're headed to the highway, right?
What's that?
We're headed to the main road.
Yeah. Once we get to the road, we can decide whether to go west or south once we get to this and cross the bridge.
Well, I will say something now as we are headed west. The more Hannah thinks about it, the more she can't leave Polish children and families enslaved to the Zelensky. So she's going to vote head south to Lejeisk and deal with that.
Lejeisk. Yeah, I don't think you even pronounce the K.
I say it Lejeisk.
I don't know why.
I pronounce it Lejeisk. How do you guys pronounce it?
Lejeisk.
Okay. Well, different folks, tomato, tomato.
It's opinion, really. It's really an opinion.
Pronunciation is all about your opinion.
Los Angeles, yeah. Los Angeles.
Yeah,
Los
Angeles. You can't argue with someone's opinion.
Let me put it this way. If I was watching a actual play TTRPG stream and someone said Los Angeles, I would immediately run to my computer to complain in a social media forum.
Yeah, it's only right. I think Gerard is right, and we should consider all options of pronunciation are valid.
That's right,
Murray. And I think if Han is casting a vote here on the ride, or maybe while we're dressing the venison.
Yeah, are we talking about this like while we're stopped? Is that what's happening?
Or if we're kind of stopped?
I guess we are.
Crossroads, so to speak, like choosing whether or not to continue in which direction. Dade, I mean, I can't help himself. I mean, if there's a chance that I could reconnect with the NATO armor division, some Americans understand what's going on. If Sophia can make the radio work. If I could, man, if I could radio ahead. Think about how much better off we'd be with a bunch of allies at our back. Not going into a situation where with a criminal gang in their stronghold with who knows how many.
Yeah, but Dade,
with them.
The Kielce is very far. It's far away, you know? These people are right here, 30 miles away. They need the help now.
Are we the ones to do it? The four of us?
You can heal people. There could be people sick.
Don't get me wrong, Hannah.
Dying.
If there's hurt and suffering children there, I mean, you don't think I don't want to help them? I mean, we gotta help them. Someone's gotta help them. But I mean, if we go doing things reckless, we're gonna get ourselves killed, and that's not gonna help anybody.
Major Lime, do you have an opinion?
Well, this is not my first time operating deep behind enemy lines. You are right, we could seek some security by joining up with the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment. I think perhaps down the line this may be the best course of action. But for now, I think we have a unique opportunity to do genuine damage to the remnants of the Soviet efforts and perhaps win some hearts and minds in the bargain. I believe we should at least reconnoiter the situation and see if we can effect some change. If not, we can move on from there.
All right, Major Lime. If you really think we have the chance, and Major Lime, if you want to roll the dice on it, then I'll. All right.
In my experience, the Zelensky family, they are bullies. They operate with power through fear. This makes them very strong against people who cannot fight back. We can fight back. I do not think that we are as hopeless as it might seem at first glance. I know a little bit about them and the way they operate. I think we should go south. Kielce will be there.
I turn the truck to the main road, and then we'll head south.
All right.
Unless people are fighting it.
No.
Okay.
Well, we'll cross. Well, we got to cross this bridge because we can't.
We have to cross this bridge when we come to it, and we have come to it. It is now.
We have come to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not there yet. You're not there yet. But you are en route. We see the car. Dented front now on the passenger side. A dented front, a broken headlight. And
but
perhaps
I'm just chawing on a deer leg.
Like you're at a Renaissance festival. Yeah.
Just like a leg.
Hunch of juices just flowing down. Amazing.
Yeah. Shalona's just like chewing an antler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, dogs like bones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You move from these small country roads out onto this main stretch that is south of Yanov Lubelski, and a little bit further north of that is Krasnik, where you knew that there was the 27th Guards Division, a rather large division of Soviet motorized cavalry, I believe, or motorized infantry, I believe.
Armored infantry.
Oh, they're armored infantry.
Driving away from that.
You're driving away from that, exactly. That's behind you, up to the north, and you're headed down to, you know that there's a large river down here, and hoping that there is a bridge, you know, intact over it. So you move from these smaller country roads to a larger road. This is not a highway. It's not a highway, but it is a larger, smoother road, and it seems intact right here. You are cruising along on that road, and sort of like, you know, one lane on either side, moving through the woods. And let's say we take it from like just behind Hannah's head. So we're behind Hannah's head, our camera, as we're looking past her head and her ear out the windshield and forward onto the road. As, you know, we're looking out there, and through that view is where we first see, and Hannah, actually, I need a, give me a passive recon roll, which is a recon roll that you cannot push. Because you don't really know what you're looking for here. It's just you happen to notice something. Ooh, give me that recon roll.
That was Hannah's recon roll.
Push it.
I can't.
Cannot push it because it was a passive.
Right. Snarf.
It was a passive roll.
Snarf.
As you got onto this main road and started cruising down, we looked through that windshield. And I don't know if maybe the audience sees it before Hannah or what happened with the recon roll, but perhaps Major Lime, even over the sound of the motor of the truck, you can hear the cracking sound of a tree falling from the edge of the roadside. This huge trunk, crack, 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 crack. Boom! And it lands down on the road directly in front of your car. Your failed recon roll means that you screech on the brakes and do not see it fast enough, and the front of your car smashes up into the tree, not like destroying the car by any means, not doing a massive amount of damage, but definitely going up and bump up into the tree. So I'm gonna forego mobility rolls for the moment, and you're gonna see why. Everybody sort of like boom bumps up against the, you know, the either the dashboard or the back of the cab. Lime, in the moment that you bump up against the back of the cab, you see a small figure, a person running across the road behind the car. Behind the truck, like covered in like in a hoodie, just like darting across the road. Looks like a small person, just like shoom, 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 runs across the road in that instant, and then gunfire bursts out. We're going to go into initiative. So I don't quite know how to introduce this encounter, except that like this is bad. This is very, very bad.
This is
so
bad.
First thing that's going to happen is we're going to try to pull up some semblance of initiative here. Actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go right into the initiative, and I'm automatically taking the one because this is a surprise,
ambush,
right?
Yeah,
so I'm going to take the one for my attackers here, and I am going to roll here. So, okay, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to roll randomly on the four of you, not counting Shalon. I'm going to roll randomly on the four of you. And I rolled two. Oh my God, no. I rolled Dade. So I rolled Dade. Gunfire rips out. And I rolled two successes.
Oh, stop. No.
Stop. We need him.
Tell me more.
So all of a sudden, the car screeches to a halt. I'm sorry. This is all happening very fast. And it needs to be like as stressful for you as players as it is for the characters, because it comes absolutely out of nowhere and is so super intense. You hear like, bop, 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 bop. And suddenly, boom, a bullet bursts into Dade and blood explodes all over him and all over you, Lime. So, okay. So you are hit in the torso, which is, I guess, okay, because you're you have armor, right?
Yeah, I've got body armor, yeah.
So you have body armor of one, right?
Yeah, let me pull it up real quick. Oh my god. Okay, yeah, I've got the flak jacket. Yes, one. Mm-hmm.
The flak jacket with a body armor of one. That means two damage gets through to you, which is very, very good that it hit your chest and went to your armor because you were 1 point away from a critical injury. But it's still bursted through the upper part of your armor and it blasts into your, let's say, your right upper shoulder in the torso area. And blood shoots up onto his neck, Lime, and this all happens in front of you so quickly.
Oh my
and,
God.
Dade takes 2 points of damage, and now we're going to go into initiative. So this all happened very quickly, so this is a little bit quick and dirty. Let me, I'm going to bring you to, actually, I don't know if I want to do that yet. All right, the first thing I'm going to do is put together an initiative, and then from there, we'll talk about a map if and when we need it, because I want to keep this to, like, this is extremely disorienting. You have no idea what's happening, and, sorry.
As you do that, I think in the moments before this, as we're kind of getting onto the road, as this tree is falling, unbeknownst to him, I think just in the back, Lime, Dade is just kind of like, "No, but she'll fix it. I'm sure she's got a. I can tell she's got the touch." Do they have Radio Shacks in England?
It is. There's just this very sudden There's this very sudden braking of the car. You bash into the back of the cab. That doesn't do any damage to you. But then gunfire erupts and you immediately feel a searing, burning heat in your chest. And you can feel the wetness of blood splash up onto your neck and the side of your face. So suddenly and without warning, you are absolutely in the thick of it. And things are really bad. So we're going to draw some initiative. And then I'm going... Oh, wait. Truck isn't there. Let's see if I can move that. Let's see.
Save us, truck.
Remove the truck. I'm gonna say I went first, but there's a couple sets here that's gonna happen. So that happens instantly, and actually Dade pulled the two, which is pretty amazing. Dade, tell me what you do in this moment.
I mean, yeah, I feel that crack. I'm thrown forward, kind of bounce off the cab, and I'm like, what the? I track Lime kind of moving, maybe as his gaze follows this person across the street. And then suddenly I'm like blown backwards as my armor takes the brunt of this shot, but pierces me. I'm feeling the warmth in my neck. God, fuck! And, hit the back of the truck, raise up the AK, and just fire back in the direction that I...
In the directions. Bop, 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 bop.
Yeah.
So are you telling me you're going to do a max rate of fire and a suppressive fire out into the trees that you don't see anybody?
I think, yeah. This is suppressive, yes. I think this is like a panic reaction, honestly.
100%, dude. 100%. Makes perfect sense and is quite terrifying. I actually don't remember the rules for this, but I feel like I saw suppressive fire at some point.
Do cuff rolls come into play too?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. My God. What am I thinking? Jared, thank you so much, pal.
Like everyone who saw it.
Right, including you, Dade. So I don't even know that you can shoot yet. We have to resolve the cuff. All right, you've got your cuff. Go ahead and roll. You can click on it on your character sheet. We haven't done this yet, I don't think.
Yeah,
no.
But you rolled it on the character sheet, so go ahead and roll that. Okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Amazing. You have failed the roll.
All right.
And can you not push coolness under fire? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Even if you can, you're already taking. You'd be taking damage to do it.
Yeah, I rolled a one on my cuff roll.
Yeah, we're all rolling it, right?
Yeah, everybody, please just try to look at the cuff section if you can find it for me, because this is obviously life and death. And I don't know why I never remember this. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt for now and just say you can reroll it, but I reserve the right to say you can't. If you are hit by enemy fire, or if one of the ammo die is a bullet, you must immediately make a coolness under fire roll. Roll one base die for your current cuff rating. If you have line of sight to any non-incapacitated friendly fire, you also roll your unit morale die, which you did. The cuff roll does not count as an action. As it's not a skill roll, you cannot push your cuff roll. All right, great. It says it right there. That's what I thought. Okay, you failed. And this makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
so that means in that moment, you don't take any stress or additional damage from the natural one you rolled on the D6. But since you didn't roll a success, you are suppressed.
I'm suppressed. Yeah, I think description of me whipping the gun out, that's the version of Dade that is not like in just total shock at this moment. Mm-hmm. And he's maybe like fumbling for the grip of his weapon, but he's just kind of there on the flat on the truck bed looking up at Lime like, oh, did I? And just kind of can't even get words out.
Oh my God, so terrifying. Okay, that means you skip your turn. And then you're basically no longer suppressed after that, depending on what else may happen, though. And we move on to Hannah. Hannah, you rolled. You pulled the next card.
I did, and I rolled Coolness Under Fire. It rolled 1d12 for me, and I got a 3.
You rolled 1d12. What's your Coolness Under Fire?
A.
All right, so you should roll 2d12 just because you are with your whole unit. Right.
Yeah, but it only rolled the one. Oh.
Yeah, it rolled two for Ross. I'm not sure.
You know what the problem is? It's
Click coolness under fire, it'll only roll one. You have to click unit morale to roll for it to do both.
Okay. Is that what you did, Ross? Did you roll unit morale?
Not to my knowledge. I think I thought I just clicked coolness under fire.
It's also calling me party and vehicle. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Just unclick the vehicle. You got to click and drag a section that's not the vehicle so you get off of that token on the main map.
No, my coolness under fire was just one die. I just rolled a D6 and I got a 1.
Oh, really? I saw a D12 come out with the roll.
That was weird. Me.
Oh, okay. Well, you get to roll that other die. So I apologize. I'm not quite sure how to work out this little kink that we have in Foundry right now. But
okay, so I'm rolling unit morale now.
Yeah, yeah. It says if you have line of sight to any non-incapacitated friendly fire, also roll a base die for the current unit morale rating of your unit. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So everybody's rolling an additional D12 here. You guys have a great chance to not be suppressed. And you're not suppressed!
Oh my God, I got a success on the coolness under fire.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So how did you roll both? Did you do it that time? Did you do anything different?
Just click unit morale.
If you hit unit morale, it rolls both. If you do cuff, it just rolls the one.
Perfect. We got it. Okay.
But
an incorrect suppression. My humblest apologies, Dade.
All good.
You are back up again. Is there something you want to do?
Great. Okay. Forgive all the sort of retrofitting. I think everything that we've said happens. He's like shockingly thrashing there for a second, like, did I? He's looking down, feeling his shoulder, looks into the eyes of Lime, who I think the steady confidence of Lime, his buddy, and gives him the courage under fire to raise up and sort of like use the limited cover of the truck bed to kind of brace himself up against it. And I don't think he's going to spray the tree line with bullets. He just wants to like look from
recon?
This vantage point. Yes, recon to see if he can find a target.
All right, that's smart, buddy. Risky, but smart. Go ahead and give me a recon roll. And you're looking off to the north right now.
That's a failure.
Failure, you can push that. And if you roll a natty one on the push, you will take stress.
Oh, two successiones.
Oh my God, I did it.
Two successes.
Nice push.
Yeah,
interesting.
Holy moly.
That That was a nice push. That was a nice push. Okay.
Went from 3 to a 10.
Okay. Let's... Oh, man, this is interesting. Sorry. Well, I'm not sorry. This is just fun. I'm putting this together, like, on the fly in Foundry. So I've been, like, buying time as you guys are talking and setting up your turns and stuff like that. But I think we're good enough to go there now. So let's activate a map. And you should start to see it now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've put the car in the road. I've put your pawns, your tokens over top of the car. Uh-huh. So this is generally where you are in the road. I want to stress, like, I only have limited maps for this from the set. Mm-hmm. Rest assured, there is no space off the road that isn't woods, that isn't
Got
full
it. Yeah.
woods, that offers yep. cover, mobility penalties, all that kind of stuff. All right.
Right.
So anything not on the road is woods right now. And with your successful roll, the first thing that you notice is to the north, you're pointed off to the north, you notice a woman behind a tree, kind of peeking behind a tree, and she's got an assault rifle, and there's smoke coming out of the end of it, buddy. Mm-hmm. That might have been the one that hit you. On your second success, I'm going to give you the sight of another person about 10 meters from her that is also in the woods. You see there's at least two people up there and they're looking down at you. That's your turn. Right? No, that's just a fast action.
That's or my recon, I think, was maybe a... Was that a fast or a slow?
Yeah, that's a fast action.
Okay, great. Then I want to... I think I'll take a shot at assault rifle.
Okay, so take a shot at assault rifle. You take a -2 penalty for not aiming, and they're going to get a cover bonus. So this is a really hard shot. So, but go ahead. And your rate of fire can, you know, it can affect suppression and everything. So if you fire more bullets, you have a more likely chance of suppressing your target.
Great. Then I will. That is my goal here, is to suppress. I will do a rate of fire of 3. And
here we go.
Here we go.
Pop, 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 pop.
Okay. Oh, I didn't. Oh, God, fucking hell! Man. I didn't apply any of the penalties.
Oh, okay. So redo the
forgive
roll.
Forgive me. Sorry.
That's okay. I know we're in like the thick of it here, and so I'm totally fine with this.
That's a -2 for the cover, and an additional -1 for not aiming.
Nope. It's -2 for not aiming. That's all you need to adjust. I adjust the armor on my end.
Understood. Thank you.
Yeah.
Here we go. Real roll.
Oh man, no, you're dice. Down to 1d6 on that shot. That's crazy. And no bullet. So you could push, but you've already taken one. Your weapon has already taken one damage if you push.
Right. He can't push.
He can push, right?
Well, he was only rolling the one die, right?
It was right.
One,
well, no, so he rolled rate of fire. He rolled the bullet die, and so I think he can reroll those and try to suppress.
Oh,
he won't.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, just do push and see what it says. I think Foundry's going to know even better than us.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. No, dude. No, my God.
Oh, okay. My God.
Worst
weapon
case scenario.
Jam.
It's a weapon jam. I
worst
pushed
case scenario.
And, yeah, got the... I'm just riddled with ones.
That is incredible. What a horrible string of luck, Dade. You get shot. You look up. You see people in the trees. You... kink. And your new to you.
Right. New to you.
Polish fire AK or Soviet mm-hmm. AK, AKM, I think it was.
Always by American.
Jams up on you. I mean, is this not like shit. So understandable
oh
and like
absolutely.
Flowing through from the narrative?
So my shit, I'm looking down in there. My shit's stuck. Like, oh, fuck. And you can just... this breathy profanity coming from Dade. Now, Lime, you just hear like, there, up in the trees, there.
Oh, my God. That was the longest first turn of any game I've played, but that was for good reason. For good reason.
We figured it out.
Yeah,
we figured it out. I think we got it all right, and we have created a situation that is FUBAR. All right.
FUBAR.
You know what?
Princess.
I'm sorry. Hannah's up, but... We're at like time for a break. We have to hit a break and just like in this moment. I can't think of a better one. The gun jams. They're up there in the trees. Dade's the blood is coming out from under his body armor. It's soaking into his clothes. We'll be back right after this break and see what we do next. Oh my god.
Fuck. I'm scared.
Ever look at someone at the top and wonder, do they even remember where they started? What did it take to get there? I do, on every episode. I'm Evelyn, and on my podcast, Reppin', the people the world thinks it knows gets to say who they actually are. The grit, the doubt, the moments nobody sees, and everything they learned getting there, it's yours for the taking. Reppin', find us wherever you listen. Go get it now.
Hi, I'm Whitney.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the hosts of True Crime Campfire. We set out to make a true crime podcast we'd want to listen to. We get right to the story. We don't do a lot of extra talking, and when we do, it's usually to roast the short hairs off of some loser, murderer, or scammer. You'll laugh, but only at the people who deserve it.
Like, which serial killer would you most like to shove into a locker?
BTK and his awful poetry. Dude got caught because he didn't understand what a floppy disk was.
We look for the stranger-than-fiction stories, like the case of Patty James, a killer catfish before the internet was even a thing.
Or Howard Walmsley, a sentient wad of damp laundry who convinced his town he'd won the lottery, fleeced local businesses out of thousands, and then became a romance scammer.
We've covered tons of cases you've never heard of. Cults, scammers, killers.
So come find your next great binge. Listen to True Crime Campfire on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every Friday.
I'm Mandy.
And I'm Melissa, and this is Moms and Mysteries.
We're two Florida moms obsessed with true crime. From infamous cases like Ellen Greenberg to shocking Florida stories like the Dan Markell killing.
With 55 million downloads, we bring you new deep dives every Tuesday and Thursday.
Listen to Moms and Mysteries on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back. We're in it. I needed a minute to take a break or to take a breath. I'm glad I did because definitely running out of breath here.
I'm stressed.
All right. This is insane. This is intense. Let's move everything in fast motion from what happened. Crack, 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 crack. The trunk of a tree lands down in front of the road. Boom. Hannah bumps the front of the car into the tree. Failed a recon roll to just see it before stopping. A figure ran across the road. Lime saw this in the hecticness out of the corner of his eye. Suddenly, pop, 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 pop. Gunshot started whizzing. Lime, you heard, I should have said this, you heard gunfire going past your head as well, but Dade gets hit. Pop, blood. Dade gets up, looks at the tree line. You see two people to the north, and you fired. Pop, 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 pop. And your gun went ka-dink and ka-dink. Jammed.
James.
And that was where we began. Very, very, very frightening. And let's return to it. And it is Hannah's turn. Hannah, you're up.
Okay. When I rolled my coolness under fire, I only rolled one die because I hit coolness under fire and it didn't roll my unit morale. Would you like me to re-roll that?
Yeah, re-roll it. Use your unit morale. Just please, everybody, fresh slate on the suppression rolls.
There we go.
What do we got?
Still a fail. Oh, so still no change.
A fail. Oh, all right. Man. So maybe you're just so shocked at hitting this tree in front of you, weapon, you know, car damage. What just happened? And then you hear gunfire, and it's just like, oh. And maybe, you know, you tell me. What is she? So, how does that manifest?
So I read,
how does that manifest?
I read that if you're in a vehicle, if you're fully in a vehicle, you cannot be totally suppressed. But what happens instead is that you are forced to bail out of the vehicle. So you must spend your slow action bailing out of the vehicle.
Wow, okay. Amazing find. Can you give me a page number for that? Is that is that easy for you to get me? Thank you so much for
84.
That. 84. 84. Awesome. Oh, I opened right up to 83. Look at that. First try. Yeah, this is under vehicle combat. Occupants of a vehicle that is penetrated by an attack must make an immediate cuff roll, even if they were not hurt by the attack. Anyone who fails the roll must immediately bail out on the next turn, spend a slow action to exit the vehicle. Now, technically, the vehicle was not penetrated by an attack. However, I think that this...
Does we're going to say that
penetrated means like... Means like a bullet goes through the... engine block into the vehicle, burst the fuel line or something. But yeah, so I'm wondering if maybe we don't.
There's another page that sent me to 84 that said
page 67.
Yeah, no? 67 suppression. Okay.
Vehicles, a target fully inside a vehicle cannot be suppressed, but they can be forced to bail out. I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You are not suppressed and you are not forced to bail out. That's the ruling I'm making because your vehicle was not penetrated by an attack.
They hit Dade, not the truck.
Right. The truck. Right. You're not fearing that the truck is going to explode on you or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dade, the human target. All right. Yeah. So. Hannah then will immediately try to find where the bullets are coming from. And does she need a roll or can she just follow where Dade was firing?
She needs a roll because everybody's hidden. Everybody's hidden. You know the direction that they're in because of the gunfire and the area Dade's firing in.
Here comes my quick action recon roll.
Yeah, but you're just looking in foliage, basically. Trees, it's spring. Remember, there's leaves on all the trees. Everything's a little bit dense.
Hannah says to herself, all this fucking foliage!
Fucking foliage.
All right, recon roll. Oh my gosh, you guys.
Failure.
Another fail and a one on one of the D8s. Are you going to push? And you would immediately take stress.
I can't do that because after I murdered some dudes, I decided to take a bunch of stress.
Yep.
Then while I was foraging, I took stress. So if I took one more stress, I'm out of the fight. So I can't. So I'm going to interpret all of this as Hannah, you know, she's still a bit shaken from what's happened lately, and when they are surprised like this, she is kind of paralyzed for a minute. I know it's not that she's suppressed, but she's trying to decide what to do. She can't find targets. So
would you like to use your slow action to do another recon? It's not a push. But you're doing a second, you're still scanning the trees. Or do you have another slow action in mind?
Another slow action I'd like to do is instead I'd like to just get my rifle up in my hands and just go back to the window and begin to aim around with it and try to find who's out there.
So that is another recon roll.
So it's another recon. Okay.
Is it recon or is it Overwatch?
He's looking for targets. Overwatch would be if a target presents itself in a certain hex. You have to pick a hex.
Right.
If a target presents itself, you can fire.
Mm. Ooh, that's intriguing. Mm. But it doesn't feel like what she's doing right now. Here comes that second recon.
Looking for targets. Searching for targets.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm
push
rolling great. I have two D8s here and it's just not coming through for
me. Another fail.
Another fail.
Wow, okay. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. It's just that, my goodness, this is like
please
you
don't
guys have
laugh.
Succeeded. You guys
please,
have succeeded
Joe.
At just about everything through
She's
nine
sensitive
episodes.
Sensitive to my character.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, but I just don't think it's the DM's responsibility to laugh at the players when they suffer a setback. It just feels...
It hurts.
The next thing that happens is that more gunfire rings out, and it is not automatic weapon fire. There are... you guys could identify this as pros, particularly Lime and Dade as military, and Hannah, you can immediately identify there are a couple single shots happening as if they're coming from single shot rifles. And I'm going to now roll. And the disturbing thing about this, well, there's many, many disturbing things about what I just rolled. The disturbing thing about this is that they're coming from both sides of the road. Mm-hmm. These shots. Pinsured.
What the fuck random encounter did we roll, you guys? These random encounter tables are fucking us.
Yeah. Well, we just drove up to the bridge like doo doo doo.
We had to get back on the main road to cross the river.
We had to.
Yeah. We had to. Yeah, we had no choice. Okay, we're gonna cross the river.
I rolled randomly again. I'm not going to go into details about what the random roll was, but it came up lime, and I once again rolled two successes. Oh wait, I didn't roll hit location. Chest again. So, so you can ablate that damage. Oh, we didn't do your armor ablation. Well, if you survive, we'll worry about your armor ablation.
I can do it now. If I roll a one,
Just roll a d6, and if you roll a one, your armor is broken basically and has to be repaired. All right, so or it reduces its reliability. I don't remember. We'll look it up.
Roll a five. Lime, it's okay.
You are gonna take. Actually, this damage might be different. Let me double check here. Slightly different. Oh God! Of course, I don't have it ready. Apologies. Oh, you know what? I'll have it in 1 second here. I'm sure of it. Yes. Oh no! That's even worse. It's 3 damage on a success.
Oh my God.
I thought that it would be less because it wasn't an AK, but it is, it's a bolt action rifle, and that does 3 damage on a hit because you can only fire one bullet.
Who the fuck are these people?
Yeah.
Okay, you blocked one success, but the other got through. That is not its critical threshold. Its critical threshold is 4. So it still has to do 2 to you to do a critical injury. But now Lime is hit. Bang!
Yeah. Oh, God.
And, I'm going to give you this for free, Lime, because this was so awful. You hear, bang! And there is a target that is like right in front of you that made that shot.
Oh, shit.
Comes up from the side of the road, and it is the figure that was just running across the road. You can see it just turned and shot, and you see underneath this hood is a boy that could not be older than 16.
Jesus fucking Christ, Joe.
And it is Zofia's turn.
I can't see who's shooting!
Okay. Well, with my fast action, I would like to. Can I aim with my AK at this person who's shooting? I mean,
I would say the report of that rifle was so close that
it's so close.
Now they came up from like in the bushes on the side of the road and just fired once, bam, and they got an amazing, like super unlikely shot on Dade. But yeah, this kid is there. Yeah,
I think I would take my AK. I think I would lean out the window and shoot this child.
Teenager. It's not like a child.
Well, a full child.
The law would say that it's a child, Joe.
That's true.
There is no law anymore.
Depending on the jurisdiction, this child could be
there
tried.
There is no law anymore.
Good God.
Okay, Joe.
It says I need to insert a weapon mag, and I thought I had already done that, but...
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is your AK?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just a mistake on my end. This is easy enough. And that's a 7.62.
Yeah, I have 2 of those.
Yeah. I just had to insert it in the weapon. It's good.
Okay.
It's good.
I didn't know how.
Because Foundry's going to. I give you a full clip. Let's just go with that. Between combats, I'm sure you would have a full clip in there a full magazine in there. Go ahead and hit it. Are you doing a rate of fire?
Yeah, I'm going to do 2.
Okay.
I think I'm going to do a rate of fire. Actually, this is so crucial right now. I'm going to do full rate of fire. 4.
Full rate of fire? What is that?
Man. 4.
4. That means you're unloading this magazine.
Unloading. On this toddler.
On this infant.
I think that I don't have that many bullets, though. Fuck.
It doesn't matter, because all it'll do is empty your mag.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, which you could do anyway, even if you had a full clip. So,
yeah.
Here's what I'll say. I agree with you. Oh my God, you used so much ammo for one success. Oh my God.
I did. I used half my mag. I used half my mag.
You used half the magazine. And you, but you rolled a success and you hit this kid. Boom! Immediately, right in the chest. No armor. Immediately goes right to the ground. Okay. Suppressed. Oh, you aimed and fired, right? Those were your two actions?
Yes, but I didn't take a modifier. I didn't
do
the modifier.
You shouldn't take a modifier.
You shouldn't
have.
Oh,
that's
right. You would take a penalty if you didn't.
You take a penalty if you don't. Yes, I aimed and fired. That's what I did.
Okay. It is Shalona's turn. I give Shalona over to you guys. I would lean on Ross as sort of the animal handler. However, anybody can chip in. Everybody can control the token.
Yeah. She takes out two pistols like Chow Yun Fat and just goes charging into the fray.
Ga, 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 ga. Slow-mo.
I mean,
bunch of doves fly out.
Yeah, that's as awesome as that would be. I feel that sort of goes against the gritty realism that we've built up till now. I want to say that Shalona might, I mean,
take cover.
Yeah, like,
yeah,
run away from gunfire. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if it was like a melee thing, she would know what to do.
She would maybe run up to them.
Yeah, we've got to train Shalona to be a kill dog. We haven't done that yet. We're going to. That. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We're going to train Shalona to kill teenagers.
Yeah.
I think in my head, Shalona is a herding dog, not a security dog. And and I think that, she might run away, and if she maybe sees one of us get actively threatened in a more close and personal way, she might attack. But for the moment, I think she's going to kind of run into the trees and try to get out of harm's way.
So she's going to leave the truck and run into the trees?
Or would she like go under the truck?
Yeah, let's put her under the truck.
Okay.
My prediction of Joe on the next roll. The truck explodes.
The truck explodes. It falls down on her.
Very interesting that you mentioned that.
What the fuck?
I'm giving Shalona full cover, and we move to Major Duncan Lime, who has to make a suppression roll. Another one after being hit.
Okay.
So roll your unit morale, which should roll both die at this point. Should be 2d12.
Nice. Two successes.
Two successes.
You're in the fight.
Okay. So now that this shooter has been neutralized on the right side of the truck, he is going to hop over to the side that the disposed of shooter is on, to the right side of the truck, and take partial cover.
Okay.
With his fast action. And then with his slow action, he is going to he's just going to fire at the person, the leftmost opponent on the screen there. He's going to do a 3 rate of fire on an unnamed shot. So that's -1. And yeah, he's going to fire.
Okay.
Okay, success and a bullet.
Success and a bullet. That would be 2 hits one hit and then an additional hit, and that was on the original shooter. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that one.
Yeah,
Okay, amazing. Bah! And you see the gun goes, the gun butt goes up in the air. It's hard to see the details, but you know you hit your target, and boom!
And that should be a crit.
They vanish for a moment. What's that? Yeah.
That should be a crit as well.
It's yes. It is a crit as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
So critical injury. All right. Great shot. Did you take the -2 penalty?
It's -1 penalty because I have a carbine.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. All right. Fantastic. Amazing. So, and that one goes back into the trees. Suddenly you hear, cutting through this, a voice booms out from the trees to the north. This man's voice in Polish, and just yelling in Polish, "Cease fire! Cease fire!" He's yelling, and it's like, you know, kind of like echoing through the trees. Cease fire! And you see a figure start moving through the trees over toward where this woman got hit. Cease fire! Cease fire! And Lime... Lime and Dade, give me a... No, you know what? There's enough of you that I'll say between all of you, at least somebody sees this. Running through these trees is a large man, and he's yelling cease fire, and you see as he turns profile to you and is running over, he is holding in his hands, propped on his shoulder, an RPG.
Oh!
He goes, cease fire! Cease fire! He runs over to the side, and he says, we just want your truck! We just want your truck! In Polish, and it's like echoing out over top of you guys. Dade, it's your turn.
I don't know. He says that in Polish?
In Polish, which you don't understand.
Yeah.
I pin myself to the wall of the interior of the truck, seeing Shalona launch herself out, and like, and part of me is just like, save yourself, save yourself. And I will use my slow action to clear this jam. If I can, I am
okay.
I'm working at the magazine of the weapon. And here we go. I have to make a ranged combat roll to see if I
range
can
combat do roll. It. Yes, to clear the jam.
Clear the jam.
Jam sandwich.
Jam it out.
Oh no!
My God, another fail with a natural one. You can push the roll.
I guess. I mean,
but it would damage.
But damage
the gun, the weapon. Even.
It would damage the reliability of the weapon,
which has already gone down.
Right.
Good lord.
That's gonna be tough. It's a tough ask to, even to get a success on that too. So
yeah, that's tough. I think that's a wash for me. I'm like, I don't want to break. I think I'm interpreting this is he's like reaching an impasse with this thing where he's like really forcing it, and I'm like, if I keep it this, I'm gonna break this. I'm gonna snap a part off with how much I'm forcing it. I need another tactic here. And I don't think I'm going to push. I gotta maybe try to wait around. And especially
right,
since...
I'm also going to give you partial cover because you said you hunkered down flat in the bed and you're just close quarters working on this jam and it's just not coming through.
I also get the sense because there's the shouting that maybe the fire is like ceasing for a moment and which might be buying me some more time to take this slower than I would if shots were still ringing out.
Hana, you hear this this voice coming through the trees.
And even I'm like, what the fuck is he saying? What the fuck is he saying?
Yeah, you know, the thing is, I know these are Poles, and she wants to help the Polish people, but I feel like she's just overcome with rage and stress in this moment.
She's so stressed
out. And she can't believe these people have done this to them. And so she is going to go on the offensive. How far can I travel if I exit the cab of the truck? Into one hex?
Yeah, you can move one hex and you can roll a mobility roll to move multiple hexes.
What I would love to do, but I don't know
if
it's
possible.
You know
what I mean by one hex too, right? Like one big hex, not these tiny little hexes.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
So what I'd like to do, and I don't know if it's possible, is move to him and use unarmed combat against him and smash him in the face with the butt of my gun.
Yeah, punch him out.
Mm. Wow. All right.
Yeah.
You are going to have to succeed at a very important mobility roll. If you fail at this mobility roll, you are going to be out there in that first tile or that first hex in the woods, separated from everybody else. So just FYI.
Guess what? I think she does it in an interesting way, too. I think she knows that's what she's going to do, but as she's running toward him, she's got her gun in one hand, but she's running toward him like this.
So she's not pointing the weapon at him.
She's not pointing the gun at him. She's running toward him. Now, her intention is to clobber this fool, but she's kind of running with her arms up. Okay, and let's get that mobility roll, huh? Is that first?
That is first, yes.
Okay, here we go. Here comes the mobility roll.
You're already moved 10 meters, and now we're going to see into the woods.
Yes.
Yes. All right,
there's the success.
Oh, my God. Right. She did it.
Huge. Okay.
So, is she to him yet?
Now she is. Yep, she's right next to him. And as you get up next to him, you see this woman is lying on the ground, and blood is bubbling up in her mouth. And she's and he's right next to her, trying to get to her.
Hana just wants to scream. She just wants to scream, and her scream, she puts that into a blow from her gun into his face as hard as she can with an unarmed combat. Can I do that now?
Yes.
Okay.
So a close combat roll.
Here we go. Close combat.
I'll say this is for one damage. We're just kind of playing fast and loose here with the butt of the gun.
Push it.
Okay, I'm pushing it.
So that was a fail, two fails, so but no natural ones. So go ahead and push. But you don't want to roll stress on this one. Success! There we go. Or you don't want to roll anyway.
Hit him right in the chest. The
butt of the rifle hits him. Center mass, just above his sternum. And I'm just going to do a quick reactionary roll here based on this guy's mobility. Success, which means he keeps the RPG in his hand. You knock him back, and he's shocked that you're there that quickly, that you closed that fast. Amazing round, Hannah. And we have got another shot rings out. A single shot, this one at Hannah, who has plus one to armor because you're in these woods. They're basically automatic partial cover, okay?
Wait, who's shooting now?
Someone else.
Oh my God! Someone there's another one.
Okay. Well, I mean, these people shot before. So basically, what happened was this. I'll tell you mechanically. This set is two people that are on either side of the road and have bolt action rifles. I just do one roll for them, and they get a bonus modifier. Now they do not have the bonus anymore because one of them is suppressed, the boy that's down on the side of the road.
Right.
So now we're going, this is a rather low roll. It was shocking that I rolled two successes before, but let's see what happens. I rolled a success. However, you're in the trees and you're wearing, are you wearing armor? I can't remember
Hana
if we ever.
Is not wearing armor.
I think she's not wearing armor. So that would have hit you if you were, it hits a tree right next to you. Bam! This
Put that
like,
on
bark
my shopping
explodes.
List.
Yeah.
This bark explodes and you just, and by the way, it's a powerful round. You can feel that the way that the impact of the tree right next to you, that shot could have killed you. And you hear him again, this guy who you just hit, going, cease fire, cease fire. Yelling at somebody out there. Zofia.
Okay, well, I heard that. So that shot that just happened, it is on the northern side of the road.
That shot that just happened, I'll give it to you now, came from right here. You see that person up in the trees?
I do.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I heard ceasefire, God, what would she do?
Decision time. What does Zofia do in the moment? In the moment!
Well,
I mean,
he said ceasefire, but they did not cease fire.
They did not cease firing.
Why are we going to follow his orders when it's not listening?
Yeah. Well, then I'm going to aim, and I'm going to shoot. Fast action aim. Slow action shoot at this person. I'm not going to do full rate of fire like before, because hopefully it's not necessary. But I am going to do. I'm going to do two.
Two?
Yeah.
Two rate of fire up into the trees?
Yeah.
That person to the north?
Yeah.
That just shot? Okay.
Oh.
Yep.
Success in a crit. Yeah.
Success in a bullet.
And that still gets through because they have one armor from the trees, but it still manages to get through. Bop! Another one goes down. Just.
10 rounds.
Yeah, 10 more rounds.
I've spent almost all of my ammunition.
I mean, But it could be a lifesaver. It could be a lifesaver. Shalona, staying hunkered under the truck?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Major Duncan Lime.
Lime.
You see now Hannah. You see Hannah mixed up, tangled in with this guy up in the woods. Another person just went down after Zofia shot up into the trees. She's unloading. So many bullets are flying.
Okay, so I am... So Hannah is fighting with this guy with the RPG. I am going to do... I'm going to do a slow aim through with my telescopic sights braced on the truck on my cover. And I'm going to do a slow aim and do... I think I'm probably going to try to do a called shot on him next round if he's still up. So that's okay. What I'm going to spend my round doing.
Sounds good. Okay, awesome. Now, two things are going to happen at once. So I'll tell you how this mechanically works. So the first time, I'm rolling a massive buffed roll, that first shot at Dade, because it's multiple people firing at him. But to speed the game up, they say you can just do one roll that's modified plus one for each other shooter, right? So it's very likely to hit, but it's everybody firing. At this point, we're splitting things up a little bit. We kind of have to. So the first thing that happens is a man... You suddenly hear Lime behind you, the crinkling of leaves as a panicked man steps out behind you with an AK pointed right at you and says in Polish, "Drop your weapon! Drop your weapon!" And his eyes are wild with fear. And the guy up with Hannah comes back around and comes at her. Wham! This is a big dude with a close combat roll. So here we go. Close combat! Fail. So nice. No successes against Hannah. She deflects the shot. And in that moment, I don't think he's yelling cease fire. I think he's just... He already said it multiple times. Now he's tied up suddenly in a fight, in a fist fight that he was not expecting. Dade, your turn.
Let me get the picture of this in my head crystal clear. So I'm pressed to the wall of the back of the truck. I want to say that Lime is like kind of on the braced, setting up his sniper shot on the northern...
Almost over top of you. The barrel is like... Well, the barrel is reaching over where you're hunkered down in the truck. You can see the barrel of his carbine. Carbine, right?
Over me. Yeah. Over me. So he's kind of crouching right over me. So the guy that's come down behind him is kind of... I see him kind of through...
Yeah, you can see him.
Lime's leg. I, of course, don't understand what he's saying. I can't.
But you know he had the shot on Lime and did not take it. He's standing there shaking, holding up this rifle. Drop your weapon!
Can I just sort of like... slide up with my jammed gun and just like meet his eye and just be like, drop yours, drop it.
Okay, I love it. Come on, drop it. He looks at you, sees now there's a rifle pointed at him.
I'll even
throw
a hand
back at you. Drop it. He tell him drop it, but you don't hear what he's saying.
Slow.
And Hannah, it's your turn.
Okay. I am so furious and screaming and just trying to beat the shit out of this guy. That is the compromise she's making with the fact that he's a Pole. She's not just like trying to shoot him. She's trying to beat him up and take him out that way. So I'm going to go with another close combat roll.
Okay. Another close combat. You guys are tussle into each other. He did not land a clean blow, and now it's your turn. You come back, swinging maybe an elbow. Maybe it's just a fist. We'll see.
Oh!
Another success. This one to the dome.
Mm-hmm.
Boom! With the butt of the gun.
There we go.
Boom! With the butt of the gun.
Oh.
That is a 3 and a 2. Okay, but since that was a headshot, I'm going to complicate things. Bam! Headshot. 3 and a 2. He loses control of the weapon. He gets knocked back and pulls the trigger.
What the fuck?
shoop, and up into the trees away from all of you. Shoop, this rocket flies out and boom, bursts up into the trees and explodes. Bah! Out of lethal range for anybody or even effective range, but a smoldering fire begins to explode in the trees next to you and starts like raining down within the hex next to you. I don't have time to make fire next to you, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Boom! It rockets off and he goes down to the ground. Boom! You knock him down, obviously alive, but down to the ground. The other ones that had the bolt action rifles are suppressed. We come back to Zofia.
Am I suppressed?
I know, it's completely insane. I don't know what to do either.
Am I suppressed by the giant explosion?
No, it was really, it's definitely far away from you. You saw in the distance. You might fear Fahana, though. It was in her direction.
I do fear Fahana. I'm going to, fast action aim at this guy and scream in Polish, drop your fucking gun or I'll blow your fucking brains out.
Which guy?
The guy
to the south?
On the south, yeah.
All right, now he's got two guns pointed at him and... he sees that explosion up in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
His eyes are wide. He looks down. There's a boy on the ground, a teenager on the ground in his hex that is bleeding and groaning and shouting in pain.
I'm a doctor.
Zofia, do you want to translate or do you want to not even tell him a doctor's here? Fuck him.
No, I'm not saying anything.
Okay. Not saying anything, just say, you drop your weapon. Okay, we'll see what happens on his turn.
This is the chance I am giving him is to drop his weapon and run. So fast action was aim. Can I slow action is like Overwatch. If he doesn't drop his weapon and run, I will shoot
him. Yeah, if he looks like he's going to pull that trigger, you will get the jump on him. Yes. Agreed. Shalona.
She comes lunging out of the bottom of the truck and grabs the guy on his nart. I'm like,
yes. Why not?
Can she?
Of course.
You
control her.
Can I
you
do that?
Whatever she wants.
Yes.
I think that in this tense moment where like the just see her under like it's oh God, it's terrible. In a way, this is the most upsetting thing that we've got a dog reacting to this explosion like my dog would react to fireworks. Just kind of like... He's like stressed and then sees this tense thing, sees the shouting, sees this guy threatening Dade and Zofia, and suddenly out from under the truck, Shalona lunges
just
and takes a bite at this guy's thigh. Just launches out of the bottom of the truck and goes for him.
I love it. Launches out and goes for this guy. All right, give me a close combat roll.
From Shalona. Here we go.
From Shalona. Shalona has a C and a C.
Do
That's
it.
Not bad.
It's
not
better
bad.
Than mine.
Two successes.
Oh. Two successes. She is the best of us.
Oh my God. All of a sudden, and she tackles this guy. It was a headshot. I'm going to say he goes down and she's going at his throat.
She leaps up.
There is
like
something you were not expecting about Shalona. It turns out she might not just be a herding
puppy. She's not
puppy.
A herding dog.
She's a Belgian Malinois.
She's a Malinois.
She's a mad
she
woman.
She takes this
She's
guy down woman. Two successes and starts really, really hurting him. Major Lime, you no longer have a gun pointed at you.
Okay,
You never had time to react to that. You were already slow aiming.
I'm going to take my aim off of the guy that has already fired the RPG. He's going to swing back around, point it at the guy who has just been brought to the ground by our dog, and... It's gonna try to Shalona, let him go. Come. He's gonna smack his knee, his thigh to like get her to come break away.
Release.
From
release.
Release.
Yeah, release.
Okay. And is that your turn?
And then I'm gonna do Overwatch on him also. So if he does go for his gun or if he tries to aim at us, I'm gonna fire too.
Okay. Amazing. I'll say in that moment, the guy who's on the ground when you pull the, when you call Shalona off him, and Shalona does obey when you yell at her, hears your voice and pulls off for even just a heartbeat. He scrambles and starts grabbing his throat, running into the bushes, into the trees.
Okay. So he dropped his gun.
Do you fire? Yeah, his gun is on the ground.
Okay.
It's on the ground. He dropped it when Shalona took him down, and he does not attempt to pick it up. He just starts running.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to follow him with my in my sights, like as he runs away. But okay. I'm not going to shoot.
Yeah. Okay. You see him run off into the distance, and you see the big guy who's been knocked down, the RPG kind of raining fire down in the trees behind, is laying down on the ground, and Hannah is standing over him screaming. Ah! She's got this gun in her hand that she's beating him with. He has already fired off his rocket. You see a pistol at his belt. He's looking down at it. He's looking up at you. He's looking wide-eyed with fear despite his size and the because of the position that you have over him. And that's where we're going to stop for today.
Oh, my God.
We've run out of time.
I'm going to throw up. Oh,
my God.
I will say, cliffhanger-wise, this is... You guys have done amazingly, and we're going to see how this shakes out next time. What a situation.
Holy smokes.
Come back and see us next week, or tune into the bonus content. Jointhenage.com, and you can hear us talk this out and see how everybody's feeling in this moment. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Legendary stories, awe-inspiring sound, and endless adventure. Welcome to the realms of peril and glory. Explore the mechanically magical vistas of Vale, the paranormal mysteries of liminal London, and the cyberpunk chaos of Cyborg. Fall in love with our core cast, or be awed by our incredible guests from familiar shows like Oxventure, Three Black Halflings, and No Rolls Barred. Ignite your imagination and discover the realms of peril and glory today. Go to realmspod.com or search Realms of Peril and Glory wherever you listen to podcasts.
The world of Sonic the Hedgehog has been thrust into a not-so-dark, not-so-stormy, hard-boiled detective story that probably nobody saw coming. Follow Sonic and the Intrepid Chaotix Detective Agency as they take on their biggest case yet. This high-flying, action-packed adventure will take them across the world, fighting for every clue they can find. It's one heck of a tale, which is good. Because this story might be the only thing that can save their lives.
Wait. Well, if that's all, I can just dispose of you.
Wait, what?
All will be revealed in Sonic the Hedgehog presents The Chaotix Case Files. Listen now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When the Chaotix are on the case.